parts, fill them in if you can. Okay, here we go. A 1, 2, 3, 4. Stopped at E.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay quiet the whole time you're singing.
No, but
yeah,
don't
yeah,
be
getting
any quieter.
Out of the ride was the right
yeah.
I, but don't be any quieter because I feel like I can just hear you. I was gonna go out there.
I'll be louder on that.
Yeah, keep them timed, but you're absolutely right. That needed to come out. That's great with the horns,
after
and it's a little too much.
So yeah, if you
I
have,
mean, when you hear the room,
yeah.
if you start
like,
to hear like the room is really singing, you can bring it up
like.
Like, because it may
be,
if we get 100 people in here singing,
like,
you may be like, oh yeah, I gotta get this to the back of the room.
Especially if there's a lot of sound.
Yeah, and especially, like, sometimes we get these kids here in the choir, and they totally get into it, and they start belting, and you're like, oh yeah, we're just gonna keep them going. It's like, so, like, you
no,
and I can kind of read
the
room and go,
there.
No, we gotta, like, I'll be like, we gotta
either
get more,
or
you know. Or I'll do this if I need, I want something for tempo and something for louder. We'll work on that.
You could just point and be like...
Picking it up at E to the end?
Yeah.
E to the end. Here we are. We're coming in on a...
In
the meadow, we can build a snowman. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
down there in the low register to kind of keep people
in
tune.
Coming back in on that.
So like, yeah,
awesome.
I think the saxophones and the rhythm section keep playing, and it's basically the trumpets that lay out.
Again,
and you can use your ear to decide if what you're doing is helping the crowd. You know what I mean? Like, but what I, it helped me because I'm like, oh, there's somebody there, somebody else there is playing notes that I can reference to.
Okay, you can make the decision.
Super helpful.
The most important thing about
yeah, and you were hearing those stops come through.
Yeah. You know, it's jazzy. So
jazz.
All right. Now, speaking of jazz, let's do jazzy Christmas.
Jazzy.
That's the one that Kitty's got
Christmas.
A lot, the most to figure out about.
There is a lot of rhythm changes in jazzy Christmas. If I didn't know better, I'd say the song was Rhythm Changes. All right. How did I used to do this to keep this so I could see it?
Slid your book to the right a little bit.
Yeah, but then that falls off.
So I have two tempos next to Deck the Halls at 120 and 135, and none next to 12 Days of Christmas. So do you know which one should be 120 or
120? Deck the Halls does
the halls
shift. It starts at 120 and halfway through goes to 135.
Yeah, Deck the Halls starts at 120 and gears up about two-thirds of the way through to 135. It's sort of a setup to make sure when we hit Jingle Bell Rock, we're making 150. So they kind of speed up the transition between Deck the Halls and Jingle Bell Rock. And I think 12 Days and Rudolph and all that stuff is supposed to be at the, does that say 190?
No.
I think it says 190.
Yeah.
Is that at bar 10?
I don't think we've ever played it that way, so we can't do that.
We won't play it quite that fast, but basically once we get out of the 3-4 part at the beginning, we're supposed to speed up a little bit in the 4-4, which is mine to do. It was you, Kent, that pointed out that 3-4 to 4-4 from 152 to 190 is about like not changing the quarter notes.
Yeah.
I think it is.
It's changing a little bit.
A little bit. It's slowing down just a touch.
That's 152 to 190?
Right.
No.
Like,
it's 3-4 and 4-4, the quarter notes.
Oh, you're right.
I just thought... We never,
no,
I don't remember us counting
the quarter. And then what about Let It Snow? Is that, and then Jingle Bell Rock is going back down to 150?
Jingle Bell Rock's about 150.
Let
and
It Snow
then
does not shift.
Let It Snow that doesn't shift, we hold in, and then when we, the next shift is when we get to the very straight section at Hark the Herald Angels
right
Sing.
Right before Hark
the Herald. Hark the Herald. Yeah.
But there's an intro to that, and that's where it comes in.
And comes in. If we're like, you lead us. If I'm not following you, you just don't follow me.
I won't follow you. I'll probably be looking at the back.
I don't know.
I just have the names of the songs in the tempo, so I don't know how long each section
right
is.
Like, and there's intros is the problem. Usually the shift key changes at the intro.
I'll try to be, this is faster and this is slower.
Yeah, and at least
faster.
Let me know when the song
is. Yeah. The thing is, there's not as many dramatic shifts as it looks like.
I'll call, like, When we make a change in the call, I mean I'm not gonna call a specific number. I mean, because I don't have a list of numbers, but I'll be like, you know, there's the new song. I'll give you some sort of a clue that we're in a new song.
Thank you.
tried to push it too fast.
Did you feel like Matt was pushing it?
But I that's why I said the goodie. Like,
well, I know. We have to.
You think that was too fast?
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we have to make sure that we can all get there.
I think it was Jingle Bell Rock.
Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Let's try playing the intro to Jingle Bell Rock and Jingle Bell Rock at the tempo written and see if we just agree that it's way too fast.
So the question is, how well can you hear Goody, and are you able to, you noticed it went faster, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like,
and then did we
it took a while for you guys to decide that you were going to agree with me.
I think you caught up, but I think we've never played it that good before, so you were like, let me see if I can get there.
Yeah, so it took
quite a while. The hard part for me is the lead up to Jingle Bell Rock. We have a lot of notes that are hard to finger
and play. The question is, do we bother speeding it up? Is what I'm saying.
As long as it's like at 148.
Let's try the Deck the Halls into Jingle Bells. Let's try all the way from Deck the Halls into Jingle Bells. So we try the whole transition.
Yeah, it didn't sound like we really slowed down a lot from 12 days into Deck the Halls. Because 190 to 120, we should have been way slower.
Right. I think Deck the Halls is running a little too fast, and then when we try to accelerate, we don't have any room to.
We've
thrive.
Never done that. So the thing is, I'm fine with changing it if we think we can all do it now.
I know.
Right. We've never changed the tempos as much as it's said. We've done like minor.
So do we need to just be more minor about the tempo shifts?
I mean, I think Doug does slow it down a little because he usually has the melody
in
right.
Deck the Halls.
I think he slows it down, but maybe not to the 120. So I just don't know.
And if we slow 12 days, we slowed down to 150 for Deck the Halls, then we're right there for Jingle Bell Rock anyway.
Right.
If we're already doing Deck the Halls a little faster than.
Right. We're probably already about 150 on Deck the Halls, and that's why we're not really doing those other transitions. So let's try 12 days. Can we pick it up for 12 days?
Sure.
Is that bar
38?
38.
And are we doing a pickup, or I'm hitting a note at the beginning of 38. Okay,
yeah,
and we're supposed to be at 190 there, nominally, which would be here.
And then I'll try to slow it down on Deck the Halls, and then we'll try to speed it back up a little bit at 60, 70. See what happens.
We're not playing anywhere near that speed. Yeah, so that's part of the problem. We're not anywhere near the speeds this is listening. So let's play 12 days. Let's go through 12 days, Deck the Halls into Jingle Bell Rock to see if we can feel what that transition needs to be like. And let's just feel our way the way we've normally done it. And you try to listen a little bit to the cues we're giving.
Are you saying we're going to do it the way it feels?
We're going to try to do something
So starting right on 12 days, that's bar 38. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
5 section in Deck the Halls. We're playing at 135. We have slowed this
but
whole thing down.
But it's the way we play it.
But it's the way we play
it,
and I think it's fine.
So, fewer shifts.
Subtler shifts is what we're
saying. Yeah, okay. I'm starting to pick up a little bit of like when one song ends and the next one.
Yeah, you can hear how there's those. I mean, there are those intros where it's like you and like there's a 4-bar transition between Let It Snow and Hark the Herald where I'm doing this poem. But you know, like it's you and I get like 4 bars of sort of neon quarter notes and we can kind of dial in like what does Hark the Herald want to be to these? Because it's
all right.
So you can hear you better.
Right. Boom. 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 Boom.
I love the bell on that last part when he was so good.
The bell?
The jingle bell. The jingle bell.
Oh, the jingle bell?
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm going to get something over there hanging
I'll
here.
Forget
so
it.
What do people need to work on? Well, I guess we need
you
to
stay here and talk
it's
to the band.
Be a
I'll get
hard
talking
to
you. Does anybody else need a glass of water?
I'll share some with you.
I'm the least worried about Santa being because we play all this stuff.
Right.
Santa Claus, we'll do the mop, but you want to first
oh,
Santa
I'm sorry,
Claus,
I'm thinking
Christmas.
I wanted Hippopotamus for Christmas.
We'll do that in a second.
Okay.
Chuck's kids, or one of Chuck's kids, throughout history.
They've been nominated?
They're fighting for it, sorry.
They had audition for it.
Yeah. And they don't want to take turns.
They would probably take turns. They have audition.
But if we take turns, there's some kind of funny dynamic between the two sisters. I want the hippopotamus. No, I want the hippopotamus. I want the hippopotamus.
There just must be one of them trying to upstage
it. They can keep taking
it. We need love Christmas. We need love Christmas.
No, it says we need you.
That's what we're doing?
Yes.
Yeah, the season just called.
What are we doing?
Me too. Mine is not in the right place. We need a little Christmas. Oh, where the heck is it? I know it's in here.
So, is the 10th, is that stuff in order or not?
Oh,
no.
I can look at my program and tell you what I think it is.
This says half notes are 112.
Did you see the little piece?
So, I guess that's quarter notes are 224.
Yeah.
Need a little Christmas right this very minute. Da 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 da
da da
da
All right, the tentative plans for us is to play Jazzy Christmas first, Winter Wonderland second, Jingle Bell Rock, Hippopotamus next to each other, and Santa Baby with a little break, and then Santa Claus coming to town, and then we do a Christmas. I can share this with you.
That's in two at 112. They're
perfect,
saying half notes.
That's right.
Thank you.
Something that I, something I can hear happening with the Miss Polka, and
so
I've heard it happen
we
with
all
this before,
down,
is,
I know who
is,
where it happened in the beginning, we started
is,
with
it's
great.
Almost like you're waiting for me.
You have to take the time and keep the time.
Oh, okay.
Like if we throw it back and forth, I wait for you and then you wait for me and I can feel it slow.
Okay.
Like if you have to run something else on the quarter note pulse or even an eighth note pulse to make sure you've got a boom, chuck, boom, chuck, force us to stay on that time. Because I could hear like if I paused a little bit, you'd bet like we start chasing each other down. So.
Let's take it right at the top.
Yep.
Yeah, and that needed to be a little quicker, I think. So I think our 112.
It started out okay. We slowed down.
Did it start out okay?
It started out okay, and we slowed the heck down.
Okay.
And I mean, we don't want to go breakneck speed because
yeah.
I can't play
it.
I
have
to
read it because
it's
not dramatic.
Okay, here we go. Once more from the top. Try that one more time.
Yeah. I was thinking about that, might be confusing.
No.
One, two.
Thank you.
actually accelerated through a beat. You went faster. Like we were hanging it down, and you heard something in the trumpets and crept ahead to beat. I think it is. It might be coming from you.
And I think you need to hit the bass a little harder.
Okay.
You need more.
So like all we hear is the two. And
so what I heard was all the leads, those but it's all of a sudden I'm playing a snare on beat one.
Got it.
At 60,
we were doing that at the other place.
It flipped a couple of times.
I think it could be because I'm further away. Maybe it's getting muddy. I can't hear you guys as